And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. And with it being Friday, it's time to talk to one of our representatives in the Kansas State Legislature. And we have a Representative Jim Kelly on the line. And Mr. Kelly, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing good. And, you know, on the countdown to the Christmas holidays. So looks like there might be a slight bit of Christmas type weather ahead of us too.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. A little snow doesn't hurt though. Let's just not get the 3 feet like they were getting in New York apparently when that nor'easter blew through few days ago. That was like a picture of where a car, you just see this hump in the snow and it's a car that's completely buried under the snow. So let's not get anything like that. We don't want anything like that. All right, well, sir, again I appreciate you taking a few minutes of your time with us today, and we're going to go over a few things, including, of course, one of the biggest news that's happened in the past week. Of course, the vaccine distribution in Kansas. We've already got a few of the health workers getting those, frontline workers getting those, and just can you talk about that distribution and how it's working out so far?
Well, the distribution, I think, for this week has worked out pretty well. Kansas got 28,000 doses, and in the first week here, it's healthcare personnel, and I know that there's healthcare personnel here in Southeast Kansas that have received the vaccine, and so that's positive. They're frontline workers. This next week, the aim is to move into the long-term care facility staff and residents, and that's where a potential issue, I guess, comes up, because Kansas had expected about the same number of vaccines that they had this week, but it is going to be reduced, it looks like. It came out that we may get 37% fewer Pfizer vaccine doses, down from 28,000. To 17,550. So that, that may cut a little bit. Those 17,500 are geared toward the long-term care workers and the residents. So that could slow things down a little bit. Although on the plus side, Moderna looks like they may get their vaccine approved today or tomorrow. And they have about 49,000 doses that will come to Kansas once it's approved. So that'll kind of pick things back up a little bit. But, you know, the shots they put out a kind of a schedule on what they're going to do. So when we come a little later in the winter, first responders will be at it, some public-facing workers and essential critical businesses, teachers, staff, child care workers, and individuals at high risk for adverse health consequences will come in the second wave. The third wave will be all other adults, and the fourth wave sometime this next summer is shown to be children. So there is a schedule out. It's just, do the vaccines doses keep coming out and meeting the shipment requirements and get them administered. So that is one of the keys to bringing this under control, which puts really in spring and summer before the general population starts getting the vaccine. So it is, I think it's gone fairly smoothly so far. The vaccines are held at different secret locations around the state that have the required cold storage for them, and then they're dispersed from there. But so hopefully it keeps going off without very many hitches and without very many reductions in doses, and we can start making some progress.
Absolutely. That way we can kind of, like you said, start cutting into this and start reducing the amount of of cases. However, until then, people, you know, people are asked to be tested if they need to be, and there are a few testing sites going on, including one that's going to be here in Coffeyville, free COVID-19 tests. We talked about this in our news earlier, that will be happening right here in Coffeyville at Coffeyville Community College, a drive-through clinic that is going that will be happening.
Yeah, that starts tomorrow, right?
I think it may be today. I think we have today to fix that news, but I think it starts today. So, yeah, which is definitely good news. I mean, because free, I mean, I know a lot, there's some places that, you know, to get the rapid test, obviously, these aren't the rapid tests, but they're very, very highly, highly effective, and they're, you know, you know, give the best result that we'll find out in about 48 hours. But there had been some tests that were kind of expensive, but these will be free, which is a very good thing. That way people can get tested because, you know, as we've seen, sometimes you could be non-symptomatic and still actually have it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's, I think it would be very positive for particularly anyone that thinks they may have symptoms or what, to take advantage of that test. I mean, you know, the deaths in Montgomery County jumped from 6 to 18. So, and we like everyone else around, is experiencing some of the Thanksgiving fallout from gatherings. So this would be an ideal time for a lot of people to get take advantage of this free test, because we're headed in to the Christmas holidays, where there will be, I guess there'll be people that are doing gathering sensibly, and maybe some that aren't. And so we have to, you know, it's a really a, since Thanksgiving and Christmas back up so close to each other, it's a pretty dangerous time to take us into the first of the year. And then, of course, we hit New Year's. And that could bring the same type of thing. So I hope those that test site is busy all the time that it's there in Coffeyville at the community college.
Yeah, so, and the other thing good about it, it's going to be a drive-through testing, so you don't have to get out of your car. They just swab your mouth. It's a saliva test, not the nose test, which I've seen the nasal test. That doesn't look comfortable at all, getting that taken. But
no,
again,
it doesn't.
Yeah, it looks uncomfortable. I haven't had one done yet, but it looked uncomfortable. But this is the saliva test, so that way you don't have to have a swab stuck up your nose. Also, another thing that you wanted to talk about was the Department of Corrections sending inmates from, I think it was from Arizona or from Kansas to Arizona, from Arizona to Kansas. That's happened recently, correct?
Right. That is just kind of completed. The Kansas Department of Corrections back in 2019 had moved 118 inmates from Kansas to Arizona to help manage over capacity. And they'd intended to bring them back in June. They're paying $75 a day per prisoner to a private company in Arizona to house them. And they were planned to bring them back in June, but then COVID restrictions and all kind of put that on hold. But that brings back a, you know, a 75 times 118 per day while they were there, back to a lower cost level here in Kansas. And all of these 118 went through the COVID testing protocols and passed. Then they'll be in quarantine for 21 days when they get back. But to bring them back closer to generally their families, and ones where they can have visitors, and bring it back in to reduce the cost. So that's a move that's been hoped for a long time and was controversial with the cost involved. But now that is back and is completed. So, and I know they've made some strides in the overcrowding. So that's positive, too.
Absolutely. So again, that is still going on. And another thing, the next time we talk to you, the Kansas legislative session will be back underway as that begins on the 11th of January. So what I've been asking a few every Friday amongst the ones I've been talking to, what are you looking forward to this legislative session? And also, is there anything you're looking to present bill wise to the session, or anything you're looking to sponsor for the upcoming session?
Well, I first expect the session to be very different from any of the previous 10 that I've been at, mainly because there's being a lot of work done that's not completed yet to try to deal with COVID and. You know, when there are 125 legislators plus staff plus leadership and all in a big room, that is a situation at this time that is worrisome to many. And then in the committee rooms that are some of them small to begin with, that's an issue when you look at can you do the social distancing, what can you do? So there's a lot of work being done on being able to conduct some parts of it virtually as far as testimony at hearings and different things like that. Right now, Kansas law says that you have to be in Topeka and you have to be assembled to vote. And so I think that will probably, right out of the chute, probably be looked at. What can we do to deal with this unprecedented situation? So that will be there. And then the next things I expect are a lot of COVID-related legislation that will probably take priority, everything from budgets, looking at in tax, looking at expanding some of the internet sales tax collections, because we know what internet sales have done, looking at some of the issues that have been a problem, like the Kansas Department of Labor's handling of the unemployment payments. I think those will be things, and there'll probably be committees, and there'll probably be legislation along that line. You know, they'll be looking at things that have to do with virtual school and in classroom schooling and cost involved that will come up. And then I think that the COVID related in my thought will take a lot of it will be a top priority, and then other things that will be handled I think will need to be pretty well put together and have some not a lot of controversy surrounding them, that a lot of agreement among the parties involved for it to move forward. I have pre-filed a bill. It's one that passed at the end of the session last year and then got caught up in all the COVID at the end and was in a group that were vetoed, and this is one that came from cities in Montgomery County the county treasurer currently has the ability to negotiate on tax payments, delinquent tax payments, to set up a payment schedule. And this bill it came out last year, and like I said, it was from the city managers and administrators around the county that were looking for an option for their citizens. And it was that in addition to the delinquent tax payments, the county treasurers have the option, not a requirement, but the option that they can work out a installment plan that will allow individuals to pay their upcoming tax payments. In this case, we'd be looking at the one that would be due in December of 2021, looking at paying those tax payments in quarterly payments rather than quarterly or whatever the treasurer works out, rather than a payment in December and a payment in May, to make it a little bit easier for people, especially when we could still be having unemployment and job layoffs and all as we try to recover from COVID. So that's one that it's already filed, and we'll see if that gets as far as it did last year, because it made it to almost the end point, but didn't quite get past when everything went into warp speed at the end of the session.
Yeah, and that definitely will make it easier for people. Even though it's going to be a few more payments, they'll be a lot less, and makes it a little bit more manageable. Instead of just two big payments, it'll be four, be the same amount, but it'll be smaller payments broke out over four instead of two, which makes it a little bit easier to handle for people.
Yeah, it's not a large amount that comes up in December and May, and you sandwich. You look at December, and immediately after, after the tax payment is due is Christmas, and in May you are, not a lot of time to recover from other things. So anyway, we'll see how that goes. I think there will be also some legislation introduced to, a lot of things in the pandemic as far as telemedicine were authorized. That they could be done during the emergency order, and some of them have worked out really well, and I think there will be legislation that will be out there to make some of those permanent so that they can continue to be used and to work to be able to have those paid to the providers at the same level as at or near the same level as in-person services, because there's been a number of things that telemedicine has been used for that it has been found out that it's really beneficial, particularly in rural areas, much more rural areas of Kansas when you get out in western Kansas and around.
Absolutely. Well, sir, again, I appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. And again, next time we talk to you, we'll be the legislative session will have started. And so since I'm not sure if I'll see you again before then, you have a very Merry Christmas, sir.
Well, same to you. And I wish all of the listeners a very Merry Christmas and either a Happy New Year or a much better New Year than the one we've just gone through, that it's good. And again, I encourage everyone to be careful this Christmas, avoid large gatherings, take all the precautions that you need, because this is another very dangerous period, and we don't want to see the death toll in Montgomery County continue to rise and get above the 20 mark and beyond. So please be careful, but have a wonderful holiday season. You too. Hope your kids have a big day tomorrow, and talk to you in January.
All right. Thank you very much, sir, and you have a very fantastic weekend.
Thank you very much.
All right. There we go. That is Representative Jim Kelly on the phone with us this morning. Of course, talking about what's going on at the next legislative session. Also talking about vaccine distribution as well. We'll have that interview up on our website here in just a little bit if you missed any of it. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.